Louis was to devote much of his energy to his new project, but he was always sure to make time for his other great passion. Although married to Queen Marie-Thérèse, he had numerous affairs. His current mistress was a young aristocratic beauty called Louise de la Vallière.
Tu me feras croire que ces insectes ont mauvais goût. Ils nous ont piqué vos endroits les plus doux.
Mais c'est que je souffre horriblement. L'envie de me gratter est terrible. Là. Et là, c'est...
Louis' attitude towards women was one of tremendous enthusiasm. He really loved women. He didn't just love them for sex. He loved their company. He loved their conversation. He loved their elegance. He loved women who were witty and refined. Most of all, I think he loved women because they teased him. They made him laugh.
Et là,
he had a tremendous sexual appetite. He would quite often, if his mistress was too slow in taking her dress off, have a turn with her lady's maid while he was waiting, or a passing servant in the corridor at Versailles. He made love the way he did everything else, with enormous gusto.
A French king was expected to have a mistress. It sort of symbolized the virility of the nation. And, you know, 100 years later, poor Louis XVI, the French were furious with him because he didn't have a mistress. Louise de la Vallière was Louis XIV's first official mistress. She was a lady-in-waiting at the court. She was guileless, charming, daughter of a good family, and she adored the king, and it was irresistible because she convinced him quite genuinely that she loved him for himself, and I think this is what the young king wanted to hear. I think he had a very good time.
Louise was very important to him. He did love her. They had 2 children together. He made her a duchess. But it was a young man's crush rather than a profound passion.